The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem, Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
It's the Friday edition. Not just any edition. Fabulous, huh? Happy Friday to you, Kath. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, John.
See, you're all dressed up in your Steeler finery.
I felt like it had to be. So for those of you who would like to see the show, we'd love to show it to you, of course. We're streaming live on YouTube. At the word Pittsburgh, and I'm wearing my Steeler gear. Mm-hmm. I went Palomalu today.
Old school.
Here's why. It's a do-or-die game this weekend, John.
Well, you could say that about every game they're going to play this year,
it's
basically.
It's Fisher-Cut-Bait game. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Okay, that's right. What this game is.
You think Mitch does poorly, he's gone?
Yep.
Really?
I do.
All right.
And I feel like if the Steelers lose this game, pack it in.
Well, I think pretty much pack it in anyway. Come on, you know that. They're not. You know that.
Wrong.
They're not going anywhere,
Kath.
No, they're not going anywhere.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
No.
I'm just telling you the truth.
No. Okay.
I'm downer.
No. Okay, so what happens if they win on Sunday? That means nothing to you.
I'm happy that they won.
Well, not very.
Well, yes, I am. Very happy. I'm very happy when they win. But, you know, as far as the arc of the season and looking forward to the playoffs.
So if you don't get to the Super Bowl, it's a waste of
season? No. It'd be nice to... Playoffs are always the goal.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the playoffs, anything can happen.
Okay.
This is not a playoff team.
You're certain of that?
100%. 100%.
Now, Mike Tomlin's never not had a winning season. You
great.
Know that.
God bless him. Yeah, I do know that.
Okay.
We hear that a lot.
We do hear that a lot.
But I think that the buck stops here. Do you think this is a playoff team? No, you don't. Of course not. So, right.
But I do feel like this. If there's any hope for the season, then this has to be a victory on Sunday against the hapless New York Jets.
Who are
playing their quarterback that they drafted high, who's been hurt, but now he's going to be in. I don't even know his name.
How about Thursday night's game nearly a week ago? Right.
That was a hapless team. I'm barely over it.
I had to
call my therapist the next morning.
Hapless team.
That was a horrible game.
We played horribly.
That was a horrible, horrible game.
I'm glad you're supporting them.
Thank you.
I'm supporting them as well.
Do you remember the Palomalu days, John?
I do.
Can we think back on them?
They were glorious, wonderful days.
He was a leaping
beast.
Lineman to get at the opposing team.
Yeah. I'm glad you wore your jersey because I almost, wore my Pirate jersey today.
What?
Because I got a Clemente jersey in my office hanging on the door. Today is the 50th anniversary of Roberto's 3,000th hit. And, of course, if you're a suffering Pirate fan, you know, you hold the day up, but also you mourn.
Of course, both things.
Because we stink.
We stink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about how poorly the Pirates are playing later in today's program.
Are you, though? Mm-hmm. You get a little special.
I do.
A stink special.
I do.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of this or that.
All right, very good.
Oh, good.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the world is spinning. How about Putin today?
Yeah, that's actually something that I'm going to bring up in just a few seconds
now. Okay, very good. All right, then without further ado, I'm looking forward to that and to the... To the Friday show.
That's
the Friday
a big show.
All right. Without further ado, please, Kath, give us the top four at four.
For Friday, John, September 30th. That is the last day of September.
I do not like to see that.
It's going to be October tomorrow. And that, you know what October sounds like?
Cold.
Fall.
Yeah.
2022.
Frosty.
Turn the
furnace on.
Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the process of annexing parts of Ukraine by saying he would sign laws to absorb them. Mm-hmm. Despite international condemnation, he would also protect the newly incorporated regions using all available means. So that's enough to kind of keep you up at night.
there's a lot. When he spoke today, and I read a transcription of what that...
Didn't that sound bad?
It sounds horrible.
Doesn't he sound like a crazy person?
He sounds unhinged. Like he's got a big bone to pick with the West.
Isn't it overwhelming to think of the power of one person?
Yes. We are beholden to that, for better or worse.
He urged Ukraine to sit down for talks to end the fighting, but warned sternly, according to CBS News, that Russia would never surrender control of the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions. He accused the West of fueling the hostilities as part of its plan to turn Russia into a colony and crowds of slaves. Number two. President Biden called the damage to the Nord Stream natural gas pipeline a deliberate act of sabotage, rebuking Russia's claim that the West was responsible for the explosions. The president said this morning that divers would eventually be sent to the pipelines, which were designed to bring gas, of course, from Russia to Europe, to determine exactly what happened. Quote, at the appropriate moment when things calm down, we're going to be sending divers down to find out what happened, Biden said. Now, keep in mind, Putin on Friday... last Friday, accused the West of sabotaging the gas pipeline. So, like, I point my finger at you and you point my finger at me. And it doesn't seem like there's any way that it could have just spontaneously happened.
No.
It just, it has to be sabotage from somebody. But it doesn't. I mean, there are other players that it could be between Russia and the U.S. Mm-hmm. Number three. With 40 days until Election Day, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz are in a statistical dead heat for the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate.
This surprised me tremendously.
Multiple polls, according to the Trib, released in the past few days show Oz still trailing Fetterman, but by mere points that fall within the poll's margin of error.
Okay, all right.
An Emerson College poll, The Hill survey released this morning, has Fetterman leading Oz only 45 to 43. A month ago, Fetterman led Oz by 4 points in a separate Emerson, The Hill poll. This is going to get really dicey over the next 40 days. And number four... last night's NFL game was truly a heart-stopping experience. Watching Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa lay there on the turf in clearly a state of neurological distress. The good news is that he was examined in a local trauma hospital, ended up in a neck brace, and flew home with the team. But still, something has to be done about how the NFL diagnoses and treats concussions, and that is your top four at four.
Very good.
Did you see it?
I did not.
Holy
I saw clips,
cow.
And that was more than enough.
Listen, it was...
Did you see it?
Uh-huh.
He was having a seizure on the field.
He wasn't having a seizure, but his brain, apparently from what I've read, his brain was injured such that his physical posture looked as it did.
Mm-hmm. That's
it was
super
very,
scary.
Very scary.
Very scary.
It really was. Speaking to reporters before departing, Coach Mike McDaniel said watching his quarterback down in the field was an emotional moment, but then expressed relief that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion. Listen, I don't know. Listen, he got hurt last Sunday, Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
And when he stood up, he couldn't even walk. He couldn't even walk.
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday, which was like 4 days of previous.
Yeah.
Right? And he gets examined and ends up saying, well, it was just a back injury. Well, how is a back injury make you walk like that? Anyway, so 4 days later, he's in what could have been a life-ending, catastrophic neurologic situation.
I wonder if his season's over.
Cincinnati.
Interesting. All right, let's take a quick break. It is the Friday show. What time is it anyway?
It's time for me to tell you.
Tell me what.
You guys, your weekend's begun.
Fabulous. The weekend is here. We are happy to have it.
Where's my guy?
No, he's not there. He's busy with something else.
Oh, the guy. Producer. I miss the guy.
Hey, we're going to talk about sexuality and your kids next. Who's raising your kids? Hillary Morgan Farrar joins us. She's going to be at Harvest Church in Containing in a little bit, and we'll go there.
101.5 WORD.
Propaganda, lawlessness, violence. Seems to me there's big trouble ahead.
That's Alan Jackson with a warning. You could have access to all of Alan Jackson's messages by winning an Apple iPad Air, plus hard copies of his books. To enter, log on to our station website, keyword trouble. When you log on, you'll receive a free download of a chapter from his new book, Big Trouble Ahead.
Register now at wordfm.com/trouble.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. Hey, this is John Hall. The Percale and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WORD. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on all bed sheets.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County at trinitychristian.net.
I saw in today's newspaper that the City of Pittsburgh schools have revised their courses on sexuality, which include, for the first time, not speaking about abstinence. And you can imagine any number of sordid conversations that will take place with school-age kids about sexuality in the City of Pittsburgh. Our guest here is very timely. We're happy to welcome to the show Hillary Morgan Farrar. She is the Mama Bear in Chief of Mama Bear Apologetics. She's headed to Pittsburgh in Katanning October 29th at Harvest Church in Katanning. We'll talk about that as the show goes on. But Hillary, welcome. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
Hillary, we're happy to have you. Talking to kids about sex is hard enough when it's your kid. but for people who don't feel qualified, is that the right word, to talk to other people's kids, it just seems like it's a minefield. What are your thoughts on that?
Talking to other people, I think this has actually been a trend for quite some time, that more and more we've kind of started to farm out discipleship in a lot of different ways, and I think sexuality is no different from that. And so we've kind of put our trust in the church sometimes in the way that we're expecting them to do some of the things that we don't want to do. And we've also done it with the public schools. Now, we have to take into account the way that teachers are being trained right now. And the comprehensive sex education is talking about so much more than sex. And so it's almost as much grooming for the teacher who feels uncomfortable with it than it is for the student. Just the depth of topics and the worldview behind the topics. And speaking as a former teacher, that was never my favorite part either. But, you know, kids got to know the birds and the bees. But what they're doing now is very different from what I taught. It goes so far beyond just biological information. It goes to just worldview and ideology.
Right. So the truth is, Hillary, that whether it's, you know, when we were kids or even now, if you don't talk to your kids about sexuality, someone else is, and your kids are going to pick this up one way or another. Yep. So you've really turned this mama bear thing. Talk about the mama bear, because I mean, I love the image about it as the protector, the guider.
Yeah. So the mama bear apologetics is based on this idea that, someone might be grounded and rooted in their own faith and they never have had any doubts. But when they see something coming after their child, you know, that maternal, sweet, nurturing instinct just turns into this ferocious creature that says, not my kids, not today. And instead of going off and, going off on people, we say we demolish arguments. We do not demolish people. And so we train moms in the ideology so that they know how to demolish an argument for their kids, so that they can say to their kids, I don't want you to hear something that you haven't heard in my kitchen first, so that kids know mom understands what's going on in the world. Mom knows all the arguments that are out there, and mom has thought through this. And if she hasn't, she knows how to find the resources to talk about that. So therefore, I can trust mom and dad that if I don't understand something, that they have tools to be able to help me through this.
Right.
So, of course, that requires that mom and dad actually talk to the kids.
Yes.
Right. So, and that's where a lot of parents fall short.
Mm-hmm. Well, like what they say, that phrase, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And I think that COVID was actually this beautiful kind of pause button where we got to see how much we were doing. And so hopefully parents are starting to learn to have those conversations with their kids again. I always recommend that you make family time, like meal time, sacred. Everybody's phone goes into a box over there. No one's looking at their phones. And I always encourage parents that, especially when their kids are too young to drive, you have a captive audience in that car. So there's no screens. You're having conversations. And especially now that we have this beautiful thing called pause on the TV. Like when I was a kid, if you missed it, you missed it.
Right.
And we can put live TV on pause now so that if we're watching stuff with our kids, we can put it on pause and say, hey, did you see that? Let's talk about that.
That's so good. I mean, and despite what the culture says, Hillary, and you know this, that sexuality is one of the ways that God reveals himself to us. So it's necessary that we understand this and we absorb it in our own lives and then pass this conversation along to our kids. So that's what you're doing when you go out on the road and have this conversation with other parents.
Absolutely. I think we have stuck too much to just really pragmatic view of sexuality. In terms of, this is, all true things, this is God's design for people to have children, to have families, raise them up in the Lord and create other Christ followers and create strong families, which create strong churches, which create strong communities. These are all good things to talk about when it comes to sex. But one of the things that I really wanted to focus on this book is how sex and marriage and family actually will reveal to us the God that we cannot see. It is so profoundly theological that once you start seeing the way God created things, if you try to just kind of distort it in slightly different ways, you actually distort the very image of God. And it's like taking someone's portrait and changing it all up and then expecting people to recognize them. We are changing the image of God. And then we're being confused as to why people are not connecting with God. Well, we've taken away all the ways that we are to know him and to see him and in a more tangible way.
Okay, so talk about that. I think that if you had asked the average person, even the average churchgoer, the average person who calls themselves a Christian, if sexuality has any connection to the image of God, they would say, I don't think so. Yeah, it seems like that's a big stretch. But you see that link clearly. Talk about how you see those two things being connected.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's very clear that marriage itself is supposed to imitate Christ in the church, and it's supposed to be Christ. It's not Christ in individuals. It's Christ in his church. We are called the bride of Christ. And I'm trying to find the quote that I have in here of here it is. That's not it. But Rachel Gilson talks about get marriage and sex and family wrong, it's like we've got Christ in the church. If we have two, Christ is always the male and the church is always the female. If we have two men, then we have Christ in Christ. We've demolished the idea of the church. If we have two females, we have the church in the church. We've demolished the idea of Christ in the church. She said the picture of Christ in the church is a picture of two things that are so different. The difference is crossed by this union of male and female. And without the picture, without each parties of the picture, you demolish the picture.
this is a really interesting time now, Hillary, because, you know, I mean, Kath and I have kids, and, you know, my kid went away to college, and I see on his profile, all of a sudden, he, him showed up. And I'm like, what happened to he, him? I mean, what's going on here? And so we had this conversation, and he said, Dad, this is how it is. I mean, this is what happens on campus. We have to identify this to sort of call yourself out. And this is a boy who knows Jesus. So, I mean, to have this conversation about the church and homosexuality and the sexuality of where we are in the 21st century in this country, it's a very fine line here. It's very difficult. And, of course, it's exploded many congregations. You know, how do you embrace that? I mean, I don't want to embrace it, but I have to acknowledge it. My kids are, you know, there is a line here, you know, generationally where kids in their 20s and teens, homosexuality is just like, I'm cool with it. And that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And so the church, you know, sort of probing and pushing into this and saying, hold on, this is not Christ-like. We're outside of the norm here. You need to have the tools to talk about this and not be an idiot when you do talk about it.
Yeah, I would say putting your pronouns is a tacit affirmation that that you think that sex and gender are separate in the first place. And so there's a wonderful book called Live Not by Lies by Rod Dreher that talks about how do we live our life so that we are not even subtly assenting to any kind of lies that are coming in our culture, because that's basically how we're going to be swept away, is these little tiny little compromises that end up being bigger and bigger and bigger until we're like, I can't turn around.
Yeah.
But in terms of, remind me the second part of your question again, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, just say, how do you talk about this and not be a jerk about it, right? I mean, because you want to love people, you want to see people where they are. We know people, we have friends who are gay, and so there's the conversation, you look people in the eye, but at the same time, you know biblical teaching.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, we need to acknowledge the fact that this is not coming out of nowhere. It seems like the church really woke up when it came to homosexuality, but we had ignored the ways that we had destroyed the picture of God in the church through no-fault divorce and through abortion, treating human life as if the image of God was not that important. The way of sort of this don't ask, don't tell, in terms of, you know, we kind of know they're having, but as soon as there's an unwed pregnancy, oh, that's when everybody gets up in arms. So first off, I think we need to acknowledge our complicity in this progression, that it did not start with homosexuality. But secondly, I think that we need to be looking at what does it mean to be made in the image of God. And this is something that we have in the new workbook that's out, something that you can start teaching small children piece by piece, in the sense of who is made in the image of God. And that would be everybody. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. It doesn't matter if they're able-bodied or other, or, you know, handicapped, or if they're mentally challenged, or if they're dressed like a clown, or if it's a baby inside a mama's womb. Every single one of those human beings is made in the image of God. Dogs are not, cats are not, grass is not. All these things are wonderful, but not made in the image of God. Once kids can distinguish that everybody, no matter how different they are, is made in the image of God, you move on to, and how do we treat people who are made in the image of God with dignity and respect? And that still goes across the board. Well, then we go one step further and we say, even though everybody is made in the image of God, are we always reflecting the image of God? Meaning, is that imago Dei? Are we showing the correct picture of who God is by the way we live our lives? And this is where we can say, you know, this person who lied, were they reflecting the image of God? This person who stole, were they reflecting the image of God? But then bringing it to our kids in a very personal way. Hey, when you hit your brother or sister, were you reflecting the image of God? And so it instills in them that we can have image bearers who are worthy of respect and dignity, who may not reflect the image of God. So that way, when the conversation does come around to, hey, what do we do about this homosexual uncle or aunt or cousin or whatever? You say, are they made in the image of God? Yes. How are we to treat people made in the image of God with dignity and respect? Is what they're doing reflecting the image of God? No. Do you always reflect the image of God? No. So we are all equal footing as sinners. And so it doesn't turn into this big thing of this one unforgivable sin that nobody really knows what to do with.
Fabulous.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And if we acknowledge our own sin first off, that's just going to put us in not just on equal footing in the eyes of the other person, but equal footing in our own eyes. which I think is probably the most important thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
So, Hillary, you headed into Pittsburgh October 29th at Harvest Church in Katanning. Talk about the time there. What do people expect whenever you show up?
Yes, so this will be the first time that one of my my other mama bears, Amy, and I will be doing conference together. So I'm really excited about that.
Cool.
We're going to be talking about probably, I'm trying to remember the exact talks that we're doing, but one of the methods that we have in Mama Bears, we call it the ROAR method, and that stands for recognize the message, offer discernment, argue for a healthier approach, and reinforce these ideas with your kids. And so the probably the most important step in there is the offering discernment, where we realize that everything is a mixture of truth and non-truth. All the best lies are wrapped in partial truths. And so what we do is we try to separate those and say, these lies that are coming in are usually wrapped in something that we think is good. How do we acknowledge what's true and what's not true? And so we're going to apply that to sexuality. We're going to look at basically what the schools are being taught. We're going to look at the question that you asked earlier, what is a truly biblical sexuality? And how do we make this beyond just God said, don't do it before you're married? Because I think that's what a lot of kids get. That's all they get. And so we're looking at some of the profound, more intricacies of that so that you can explain to children, hey, when you have sex, you are reinforcing marital vows in bodily form. To where if you're trying to reinforce marital vows in bodily form and you have not made those marital vows, basically you're lying. You're saying that you're reinforcing something that you never said. So just kind of looking at it in a different way than they've expected it. And then just kind of looking at some of the pitfalls of one, sex positivity, which has just taken over everywhere, in terms of this is the sexual worldview that's going on right now. And this, unless you know how to recognize the symptoms of it, it's just going to sound true just by repetition alone. So I would say those are some of the things we're talking about.
That's good. That's really powerful. Thanks, Hillary. We enjoyed this time here. And you coming to Pittsburgh is a good thing for all of us here. So we look forward to that conversation when you hit Katanning.
Thank you.
October 29th, Harvest Church in Katanning. You can register at harvestpa.org/events. Hillary Morgan Ferrer, Mama Bear in Chief of Mama Bear Apologetics.
You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. Hey, this is John Hall. The Percale and Giza Dream Bedsheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WORD. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on all bed sheets.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
International travel is open again. So now is the perfect time for that trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. A trip to the Holy Land will bring you face to face with one of the most fascinating countries on earth. More than just a vacation, this meaningful trip is your opportunity to enjoy the freedom to travel again, walking the ancient streets of Jerusalem where Jesus walked, sailing the Sea of Galilee, and floating in the mineral-rich Dead Sea with its healing and rejuvenating power. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza, along with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, personally invite you to experience Israel with them this November. To book your trip to Israel, log on to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Then call 855-565-5519 to secure your spot. Call today, 855-565-5519.
Looking for a second income? A great way to give back to your community? Consider NAMS Transportation, providing safe transportation to Northern Allegheny and Pittsburgh seniors for over 40 years. Offering flexible day, evening, and weekend schedules. Perfect for retirees. Van drivers start at $17 an hour. Sedan drivers at $14 an hour. Plus, part-time drivers get a $2,000 signing bonus. Must be 25 or older. No CDL required. Call 412-406-8600. $26.11 today.
Do you need new blinds or shades? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big box retailers. Blindster blinds are easy to install and guaranteed to fit. Don't overpay for new blinds. Shop today and save big. Blindster.com.
101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh. On your smart speaker by saying, play the word Pittsburgh. And on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
Tonight we'll see some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian late. Until then, mostly cloudy skies this evening, low 49. Some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian tomorrow, the high 58. A little rain tomorrow night and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian, the low 51. Much of the same for Sunday, a little rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, the high 60. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
It's our weekly delve into the ridiculousness. Mm-hmm. This or that. I've got a list. Kath has a list.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, I see you say that.
I do. It's. I believe it.
I feel.
You think it has significance in some way that it means something?
Deep.
Really?
Maybe.
Deep. Okay. All right. Shall I?
Yes.
All right.
You shall.
Okay. Here's a. Okay. You know, a flute's been in the news.
Lizzo's flute. She played John Madison's flute or something. Was it John Madison?
Here's my this or that.
Okay.
James Madison flute.
Yeah.
Lizzo.
I enjoy Lizzo's music. Okay. Well, you're looking at me with wide eyes. You think
this
it's
or
a
that.
Bad idea. Okay.
James Madison flute.
All right,
flute.
I'll pick the flute.
You will. All right.
Because that's very interesting. I never knew he played the flute.
I've
and
neither.
It's like, she said it's like blowing into a champagne glass.
James Madison flute.
Yeah.
Dolly Madison cupcakes.
Dolly Madison cupcakes.
Dolly Parton. George Patton.
I like Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with 9 to 5. And Jolene.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Aaron Judge.
No, that's unfair.
This
okay.
Or that.
That. We just talked about how they
Shohei
should be co-MVPs, and now you give me a this or that.
Aaron Judge.
All right, I'm picking Ohtani because we've never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice kale chips. Candy corn.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It's a thing.
I'm picking the kale chips.
Pumpkin spice
which
kale chips.
Which sounds disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Last day of September. Mm-hmm. Last day of February.
Last day of September.
Nelson Riddle.
Yes.
Nelson Eddy.
I choose Nelson Riddle.
Charles Nelson Reilly. Bill O'Reilly.
Charles Nelson. Wasn't he married to Brett Summers?
I don't think so.
I think they were married.
No, I don't think so.
I think they met on the set. Go ahead.
John Fetterman.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz.
I'm choosing Dr. I can't believe I, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Wizard of Oz.
That's the worst movie ever and terrified me all the years I was growing up. I choose Dr. Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Wizard of Oz, because Ozzy's creepy.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino. Yeah.
That's my this or that?
That was very good, John.
Nice, thank you.
I very much appreciated right. that one. Okay. You might have heard that the Pirates are bad.
I have.
And yeah. they're winding down the 2022 season.
I wear it like a hair shirt.
Currently at 59-97.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of all of that...
Let's go 100.
I give you the things that actually are as bad as we thought they would be addition. Of this
Very
or that.
Good.
Okay?
Yep.
Number one. Shoulder replacement surgery or 18 months on crutches?
That was 18 months on crutches. That was rough. That was a long, long stretch.
That's a super long time.
The shoulder replacement surgery, as bad as it was over, you know, in a few months. So I'm choosing that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Number two. Polanco in right field or Pedro Alvarez at first?
I love Polanco. I feel bad.
I loved Alvarez.
Yeah. I'm doing Polanco in right field.
Are you?
Because, you know, it's Roberto's ghost.
You didn't
ghost
like Alvarez?
There. I loved Alvarez.
I don't really loved
yeah,
Alvarez.
Yeah.
I thought he was a good guy. Number three. Rocky 2 or Jaws 2?
Rocky II is a good movie.
I didn't think Rocky II was. You did?
He
you?
Came back.
It wasn't, but who?
No, no. It was a good movie.
So you're saying Rocky
II? I'm saying Rocky II.
Number four. Mm. William Shatner singing? Mm. Or Russell Crowe singing?
Ooh. Well, the iconic stature of William Shatner singing, I'm going there.
Because that was shocking.
It was.
When you first heard that, did you think, what in the... Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, originally, the album probably sold about 1,000 copies.
Maybe,
not a lot.
Maybe 5.
Now it's become sort of, you know, kitschy.
Yeah, it was definitely kitschy. Russell Crowe should never have been cast in Les Mis. That was a terrible mistake. Number 5. Speaking of a terrible mistake, Kevin Costner in Waterworld or Sofia Coppola in Godfather 3?
Oh, I feel bad for her that she was
placed into
that.
Yeah, because she's a great director,
she
right? She's made some fine films, but really?
And Kevin Costner's made some fine
films. Yes, he has.
Waterworld. It's a horrible movie.
It's terrible.
Great idea, just really bad execution.
But The Godfather 3, she almost wrecked it. Number 6, falling on wet grass down a hillside and ruining your shoulder, or falling down the snow-covered front steps with your cup of coffee.
Both were fine images. I would say the cup of coffee down the front steps, because I always hear my wife screaming behind me.
That's so excellent. Yeah. Number 7, the final episode of Lost or the final episode of Seinfeld?
Oh, the worst. Oh, I'm doing Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah, because like Lost had this big sort of like... Oh,
ramp up.
Yeah, no. It was Seinfeld all the way.
Continuing on with the things that actually are as bad as we thought they were. Number 8, Sinatra sings the Beatles or Rod Stewart sings the Standards?
Rod Stewart sings the Standards.
You think?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, horrible,
number 9,
horrible.
Being rear-ended in the Squirrel Hill Tunnel or colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It pretty much is. They both hurt bad. The Squirrel Hill Tunnels. All right, that's this or that.
101.5 WORD, Pittsburgh's favorite Christian music on the weekends.
With the best new music.
New music.
For King and Country, Love Me Like I Am. Perfectly Love, new music from Rachel Lampa. Hey Girl, Ann Wilson.
Celebrating 20 years of bringing Pittsburgh's favorites and the best new music.
101.5 Word FM on the weekend.
Pumpkins, 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 and more pumpkins. Pumpkins are what the Springhouse is thinking about this time of year. Hi, it's me, Marcia, from the Springhouse, and we love sharing our farm with you during this beautiful time of year. We've got all kinds of fun planned for you and your family to be able to spend the whole day on our farm. Pumpkin patch hay rides, a petting zoo, giant square bale stack and pipes for sliding, a hay maze and a corn maze, pumpkin picking right out of the field, old time games under a tent up on the hill, and lots more. And when you get hungry, of course, we have great eats inside, too, with lots of pumpkin creations. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin bread, pumpkin custard, and even pumpkin black bean chili. Every October Saturday features a family-friendly meal, and October Sundays feature our 4-H hog roast with all the fixins. Plan to spend a memory-making day on the farm at the Springhouse in 84 PA. 724-228-3339 or springhousemarket.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a passion for helping others? Turn it into a rewarding career at LifeSteps. LifeSteps is hiring caring people to make a difference in the lives of individuals with disabilities. Full-time and part-time positions available with opportunities close to home. No degree or experience necessary. LifeSteps offers flexible schedules, paid training, and generous benefits. Make a difference today. Call 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net. LifeSteps is an equal opportunity employer.
Christian television is one of the best ways to tell the world the truth, where you don't have to live in chaos, and you can access peace and hope, and that there is a God who loves you.
Bridge of Hope is coming soon on Cornerstone Television Network. Get involved and hear from special guests Auntie Ann Beeler, founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels, David and Nicole Binion, Jay Gilbert, Mike Smalley, and Jennifer Evaz. Join us October 3rd through 7th at 8 p.m. on Cornerstone Television Network.
We, like a lot of people, spend time on social media. So we do this segment now called Twitter Likes of the Week. And of course, if you're on Twitter, which I love, it's my favorite social media platform.
Me too.
For better or worse. I scroll, you see some amazing things, read some amazing things, and then we like them. So we share a few of those likes with you now. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Want to go?
I will. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released a video a couple days ago in which she argues that abortion is part of a class struggle.
Right.
That, did you see that?
Ridiculous.
So that people who are pro-life, she said, are pro like capitalism, and they're pro big business, and so they want rich people to continue to control the working class by not allowing them to abort their children. Now, the irony of it is what Charlie Camosi tweeted right after that, which is, he said, "I continue to marvel at the abortion's ability to make otherwise thoughtful people lose contact with reality. It is, of course, the working classes who are most anti-abortion, while it is the most economically privileged classes who are most pro-abortion. And corporations love abortion. I mean, for goodness sake.
We'll
remember Amazon saying they were going to pay you $4,500 to go get an abortion.
Exactly.
But they wouldn't contribute anything towards your continued pregnancy because it was going to get in the way of you working for their company.
Right. Okay, Robert McGuire, who's I follow on Twitter, he posted a photograph, and in the photograph it says this. He says this: "My favorite hurricane tradition is that in Charleston, South Carolina, there's a really old sign with the Coburg cow on it. The cow's only taken down when things are about to get real. Meteorologists can talk all they want, but everybody waits to see if the cow comes down."
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Is it a sign?
It's a big sign, and there's it's like a big dairy in Charleston.
I see. Okay.
And the cow sits on top of the sign.
Oh, and so if the cow comes down,
you know things are about getting real.
Irreverent Reverend tweeted this, John. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if this is true for you. "Every marriage consists of a meteorologist and a person who hasn't an inkling about what the weather's going to do that day."
Always. Right. I'm always. "Here's what's happening," and she, "Oh, okay, I'll get dressed appropriately."
I look at my weather app once every 3 months.
What? I look at it once every 30 minutes.
That's what my husband's like, too.
Really?
I mean, what is that about?
I don't know. Okay, Introvert Problem says this. 1, going to bed early. 2, not leaving my house. 3, not going to a party. My childhood punishments have become my adult goals.
That's so sad.
Uh-huh.
That's really true, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is it when you had plans and then they got canceled and you got to stay home?
Oh.
Isn't it like a snow day?
It's like a one. Yeehaw!
Worm Girl posted this. "My autistic 10-year-old just popped his head in my room and said, 'Hey, Mom, just wanted you to know today is my 7-year anniversary of not littering.'" Isn't that excellent?
I love that. Okay, Konstantin Kaizen. I follow this person. They are Ukrainian. Says this today: "I wish every single person in the West would listen to Putin's speech today."
Mm.
Obviously, that won't happen. So let me summarize as a professional translator for 10 plus years. He states, as he has done from the onset, what his intentions and complaints are in the plainest terms possible. And then it goes into a very long, long thread, very specific in the translation, about what Putin says and his intentions for Russia and against the United States and the West. It's fascinating and chilling at the same time.
I feel like I need to go back and read
that.
I
think you do. Yeah.
Doug Birch, our friend, tweeted this. "They should make a horror film where the villain sings that Cars for Kids song before he kills people." Is that the worst earworm in history?
See, now you bring it up and it's going to get stuck in there, right?
I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. Someone says, RS, the Tyrone Palmer says, "Oh boy, people spending too much time overthinking this home run Bonds thing."
Okay.
"Barry Bonds has the record, yes, but he took steroids. He knew it was wrong. Now he has the asterisk."
He does. So he had 73?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't count it.
I don't count it either, but Major League Baseball does count it. And a lot of baseball purists do count it.
So why does Major League Baseball count it if they don't have him in the Hall of Fame? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be.
Because it's two different things.
Because I don't think it should be, though, because it's the same thing. Well, it should be either both or neither.
Hall of Fame is sports writers on behalf of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And so, but here's the weird thing. I was in Cooperstown maybe 5 years ago, and there's the baseball that Barry Bonds hit number 73 with, which was sold at auction for more than $1 million. The person who won it immediately blew the baseball up. It sits in a case in Cooperstown, a glass case, all the blown up pieces with an asterisk next to the baseball.
Does it really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was 5 years ago. The display may have changed in the interim.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I mean, we're gonna have the same argument that everybody else has,
right.
Which is the fact that I'm sorry, I don't count Sosa, I don't count McGuire, and don't count Bonds.
I believe that Bonds, knowing what he knows now, probably would not have taken steroids.
Probably. Dave DiCello, I bring him up probably every week in this segment because he's such an outstanding photographer.
Yep.
He tweeted, "The view of the crescent moon setting up over the Duquesne Incline in Pittsburgh last night could not have worked out any more perfectly." Have you seen this shot?
Oh no. Holy
is that
smokes.
An incredible shot?
So there's the bridge. What bridge is that?
That is Warhol.
Okay. And then there's the quarter moon waxing. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Pointing to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing to the camera. Thanks, Gary. I'm glad you told me that.
Excellent. Oh, very lovely. Wowee. Dave DiCello.
It's absolutely an epic shot. Mm-hmm. And again, I have to say how fortunate we are that Dave DiCello lives in Pittsburgh and is as committed to our beautiful surroundings
they
as he is.
They are visual valentines to the city.
They really are.
Introvert Problem says this. Did you ever leave a social situation and you're just like, that was not my best work?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to say it.
Right.
I screwed that up.
Right.
Right. Stone Cold Fox said this, "I always set two wake-up alarms, one for the person I want to be and one for the person I am."
That's so true, isn't it?
That's me.
There's a wide gulf.
There's
a wide
me.
Gulf.
I mean, I could set it for six, but I'm not. No.
Yeah. Okay. Tim Suttle quotes Anton Chekhov in a Twitter feed. He says this, quote, "The world perishes not from bandits and fires, but from hatred, hostility, and all these petty squabbles." Chekhov.
Okay, I'll close with this.
All right.
Alora posted this. She says, "I post a lot about religious trauma, but you'll never see me post bad memories about VeggieTales because there are none."
I'm into that.
That's your Twitter likes for the week.
From Kingstone Studios, No Vacancy, an incredible true story comes to Salem now.
Now they want to purchase a motel and turn it into a shelter for homeless families.
A demoted journalist, a recovering addict, and a pastor fighting for the homeless find themselves at the end of hope.
I got 45 signatures right here, Mayor, against this proposal from my neighborhood. Let's stop this!
It's like the grapes of wrath.
Starring T.C. Stallings, Sean Young, and Dean Cain.
Feed the hungry and house the homeless. That's what we're supposed to do.
It means you have tenants.
I know, I'm
going
to...
You're going to have them leave today, or I'm going to terminate your lease.
You didn't want to do this piece.
Things change. You have to run it tomorrow.
No, not a chance.
The nicest thing anybody ever done for me.
Streaming now. Find it at salemnow.com.
Welcome to Hope. You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. Hey, this is John Hall. The Percale and Giza Dream Bedsheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WORD. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on all bed sheets.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I knew with this pregnancy, something didn't feel right.
I was scared. I was scared a lot of the time because I just felt like no one heard me.
I'm glad I didn't stop at no. I'm glad someone finally heard me. Someone finally listened to me.
Black women are more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications. Learn the warning signs and be the one to hear her concerns. Visit cdc.gov/hearher. It could help save her life.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I think it's safe to say that most people have very fond memories of their wedding day, right? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, with video, you can see the entirety of your wedding and the reception as well, right?
Yeah.
Do you have video of your wedding reception?
I do.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a very long
Neither
time.
Neither have we. Not for many, many, yeah, many
maybe
years.
Maybe 15 years. Yeah. Maybe more.
But it'd be kind of fun to go back.
I would like to watch it.
Anyway.
Except it's on VHS.
Oh, well, you have to get it transferred
is
over.
Is yours on VHS?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Get it transferred over, I think, right? Okay, well, this is a weird story. This is from Indy 100, this website. It's a news website. And they say this: for most newlyweds, the first few months of marriage is generally spent enjoying the honeymoon period. But for one couple that trawled through their wedding videotapes, the big day, they decided to catch any guest who took additional pieces of wedding cake and chase them down for $3.66.
What?
One Reddit user took to the site to share a WhatsApp message they received after apparently attending a family member's wedding. And while they didn't add any context to their post, it's safe to say the screenshot spoke for itself. Quote, "Hey, so we're looking at our wedding videos and saw that you had two pieces of the wedding cake. We announced that each guest must pay per slice and noticed that you only paid for the one. Can you please send $3.60 ASAP?
That is the tackiest wedding thing I've heard of that.
Can you believe that?
I'm out of words. That's the worst.
Can you please send $3.60 ASAP?
First of all, who's paying for your wedding?
I
like
don't know.
You're paying what, like a $1.60 for a slice of cake?
I don't know.
How many weddings have you been to where you had more than one slice of wedding cake?
Oh, wedding cake's great, right? I'm going back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love wedding cake.
I love wedding cake. And a lot of people don't like wedding cake, and so I feel like it's fine for me to double up.
You know, they pack it for you to take slices home. Right?
Sometimes.
You have a big cake.
Well, obviously they weren't doing it. Where's this? What's the source you're reading from?
Indy 100.
Is there any, like, did the person say over my dead body?
No, they did not provide any context around it. They just submitted this to a Reddit feed, and then this news source picked it up. Hey, can you please send 360 ASAP?
That's when you say, I'm sorry I went to the wedding.
Mm.
I could have stayed home and watched something on Prime.
Did anything untoward happen at your wedding?
I mean, it absolutely catastrophically rained.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah. Mm. So we were supposed to be outside on the river, and we weren't.
Okay.
But that was no big deal.
No big deal, right.
Yeah, really. Other than, my veil fell off. But I walked down, my veil didn't fall off at the reception. It fell off when I walked down the aisle.
Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I just go with the flow, right?
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, when I was getting ready to be married, I thought, why do people pay so much for veils?
Mm-hmm.
That's a ripoff. So I can then make my own veil.
Oh, see, there you go. There.
So I made my own veil, and
you paid the price.
Fell off when I was walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. So that's a lesson to all of you listening.
Of course.
That you should buy a veil and unless you know what you're doing.
The day of our wedding, I almost ran my bride over in a car. That was a whole long story. Also, at the very last minute, we were married outside in our reception hall. I went inside because our reception was inside of an old ski lodge up in Somerset. And I walked into the reception hall, into this one room, and the room gently swayed. And I said something to someone. We looked at it. We moved all the tables and chairs out of that room just in case. because it could have been a catastrophe.
So wait, so it wasn't that you were having like a dizzy spell?
Mm-mm, no. The room itself, because it really was, where we were, had the reception was a old ski lodge, and it was, you know, sort of converted into a multi-purpose. It was a really sweet little place. Some of our guests stayed overnight, actually, in the ski lodge. It just wasn't meant for what it was designed for at that particular time.
So you moved all the tables for your reception?
At the very last minute.
Where did you move them?
To another larger room, to another part of the area. Changed things. Yeah. What else? Oh, a friend of mine came to the wedding and drank a little too much, fell down, and the next morning she called me and said, hey, please tell me the name of the person who runs the place. I fell down outside, and I might sue them. And I was like, do not go there. You drank too much.
Exactly. I mean, is it somebody else's fault that you decided to overindulge?
Your friends. You find out who your friends are, right?
Right.
The heck.
Right.
Anyway, we didn't charge anybody.
Our DJ, who did a terrific job, he did play Monster Mash, which was...
Why?
Because we got married on the 24th of October.
Okay.
That wasn't that big of a deal.
No,
it
wasn't.
You think that's a big deal?
No, not at all. Anyway, happy wedding. And $3.60 for that cake, please.
Crazy.
Send it ASAP.
Listen on your smart speaker at wordfm.com, the Word FM app, iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. In your car or at home, too, at 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. As Hurricane Ian has made landfall in South Carolina, the cleanup is just beginning in Florida. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says help is on the way.
I've ordered more than 400 personnel from the Army Corps of Engineers to Florida with more than 250 generators to enable power supplies for key locations like hospitals and shelters.
Hurricane Ian, with winds at 85 miles per hour, it's tracking to the northeast and will move through South Carolina, then North Carolina. Already 69,000 people in South Carolina have no power. Russian President Putin has signed treaties to illegally annex more occupied Ukrainian territory in a sharp escalation of his seven-month invasion. President Biden strongly denouncing that move. South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships launching their first anti-submarine drills in 5 years after North Korea renewed ballistic missile tests. This is SRN News.
Fewer laps.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County at trinitychristian.net.
Christian television is one of the best ways to tell the world the truth, where you don't have to live in chaos, and you can access peace and hope, and that there is a God who loves you.
Bridge of Hope is coming soon on Cornerstone Television Network. Get involved and hear from special guests Auntie Ann Beeler, founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels, David and Nicole Binion, Jay Gilbert, Mike Smalley, and Jennifer Evaz. Join us October 3rd through 7th at 8 p.m. on Cornerstone Television Network.
Many of you have been praying and giving generously to help the people of war-torn Ukraine. Churches with strong ties to Pittsburgh have been supplying food, shelter, and medicine to thousands of refugees, along with the gospel and love of Jesus Christ. And amazingly, a great revival has broken out there. This Sunday at First Presbyterian Church of Pittsburgh, hear church planter Rich Carell tell of the incredible ways God is at work, even in war. For more info, visit fpcp.org.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like the potential to participate in credited interest from market-indexed returns and limit the downside? Join Michael Battaglini for the Retirement and Income Radio Show, Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. here on Word FM. You can also call Michael Battaglini now for your complimentary customized Retirement and Income Radio Kit and Retirement and Income Radio Book at 1-844-449-SAFE. That's 1-844-449-7233.
Tonight we'll see some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian late. Until then, mostly cloudy skies this evening, low 49. Some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian tomorrow, the high 58. A little rain tomorrow night and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian, the low 51. Much of the same for Sunday, a little rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, the high 60. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
It all disappeared.
There we are. Okay. All right. So, you know, the computers have gone down, but we're still live on the air.
Yeah, we
not?
Are. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Ride Home with John and Kathy. We're Pittsburgh's Christian Talk, Word FM.
We can go beyond the tech.
Oh, yeah.
We can.
I mean, as long as the microphones are up and we're running, no big deal about the computers. What the heck, right?
This time yesterday, I was in deep distress about my car. You know, I told the story that I had gone to church in the morning yesterday around 9 o'clock. And I came out at around 1:30 and turned my car on, and it was making it made the most horrific sound, and it was at truly epic volume. And
oh, see, the computers worked for that.
That's so sad. And I couldn't figure out what could have happened between when I went to church when it was fine and left. Anyway, so there was a lot of consternation.
Someone called.
Bob called from the Goodyear dealership.
Your tow truck driver weighed in.
Right, Enrico. And they thought maybe it was the catalytic converter, that someone had stolen it while I was in church.
Right. So then I went off on this tangent about catalytic converters being stolen.
Exactly.
And so there's two things. Good news. It wasn't the catalytic converter.
No, I cracked the exhaust manifold.
And at the same time, I'm reading in today's Post-Gazette a story about a guy who has been accused of stealing catalytic converters to the tune of $70,000.
And this was in the trip today?
Yeah, today's PG, yeah. Okay, so good news is you still have your catalytic converter.
I do have my catalytic converter. However, my exhaust manifold is shot.
800 smackers.
Yes. And it's not done yet, so I keep looking at my phone thinking that Dennis is going to text me and say that he found something else.
Oh, I hope not.
But
it's 5 o'clock. I mean, they should be closing soon on a Friday afternoon.
They close at 6, so I'm hoping that I'll hear something soon.
Okay, PG says this. Because, you know, I went home and talked to my wife about this. We were like, oh, you know, everything, you know, every news story becomes personal all of a sudden, right?
Sure.
So I'm thinking, well, what about someone's trying to steal my catalytic converter? Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I think this is like
important. It's going to happen to me, too.
Right.
So it's like a virus.
PG says this, a month-long investigation into the theft of more than a dozen catalytic converters across Allegheny County has culminated in the arrest of a Philadelphia man whose probation officer told investigators he was already on probation for a series of similar thefts. All told, the damage to the vehicles from the catalytic thefts totals more than $70,000. Curtis Wallace is charged with multiple counts of theft, receiving stolen property, and other charges in connection with the alleged theft from South Park Mitsubishi and Shorky Mitsubishi in late April and early May. The thefts are part of a large trend both locally and across the country. As of mid-September, Pittsburgh police had received 182 reports of such thefts across the city, far higher than the 73 that were reported in 2021. So the warning police are warning people that the uptick in catalytic converters, the Toyota Prius and Ford F-150s are two models that are frequently targeted. The parts contain three precious metals that can be sold at a premium, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. The parts can cost up to $3,000 to replace. So be careful about it. So,
and if you've got, so in addition to the Prius and the Ford F-150, Bob said yesterday when he called in that pretty much anybody who's got an SUV that sits high enough off the ground that somebody could easily crawl under could be a target.
But a Prius? Look how low that is.
How could you get under a Prius?
It'd be like mini me underneath there, right?
That's a surprise to me.
Right. Anyway, good news for you.
Yeah, good news for me.
Giving you an update on
It could have been. I mean, 800 is a lot better than 3,000.
Got that right.
Right.
Yeah.
However, you know, my car's at 96.
1,000.
Right. Miles.
That's not a lot of miles.
It's not a lot of miles. But it is when you get to the 100,000 starting to evaluate things.
You ready to buy something else?
Well, I'm not ready to buy something else for sure. But when you go into a large-scale repair, you're starting to think, am I going to get my money out of this?
Right.
Or should I, you know, cut bait and trade it? But now's a
horrible
time.
Cars are whack-a-doodles, right?
Yeah. Now's a horrible time.
Yeah. If you were going to buy, like, a car, what would you get?
Like any car?
Right now.
Like an Aston Martin?
No, no. Like, okay, you're going to lose the car that you currently have.
Okay.
What is the most feasible thing for you to get?
Oh. Well, I don't know any what's idea? Feasible.
Because... You've been driving these SUVs. Why don't you get, like, a sedan? Why don't you go back to, like, a Civic?
Well, I like to move things. I like to have a little more flexibility to move
things.
You
want storage.
I do like that.
Aren't you done moving stuff, though?
Maybe I am.
Pretty much, right?
Maybe I am. I really like the new Honda Accords. I think they look terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 2021s, 22s. I think they look really great.
Mm-hmm. Cha-ching.
So cha-ching. I can't afford that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also do like sitting up a little higher.
I like that.
Yeah. So yeah. You have a Pilot.
I do.
And you love that.
I sit very high.
Yeah. Exactly. How about how much smaller the new Pilots look?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them?
No.
They look way smaller than your Pilot.
Because they're not four-wheel drive. They're all-wheel drive. It's a little, you know, their Pilot initially
What's the difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive? You could explain to me, but you have to kill me?
Well, so all-wheel drive, right? Mine is full-time four-wheel drive, I believe.
Okay.
So all four wheels are moving independently.
Okay.
All-wheel drive, I think, only in certain situations does it kick in.
Oh.
So I don't really know.
Okay.
Puts the power where it's needed.
Is that right, Gary, or are you making that up too?
Right.
I think that's right.
Okay. So, Gary, now we're talking about way above. Your car is super way low. You're driving a little car.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to steal your catalytic converter.
I don't think so. Well, they could pick up the car.
They could take the whole car.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Is what they could do.
That's the problem.
Now, which car do you think is nicer, my car or Gary's car?
Gary's car is nicer. Yeah. Gary's car is like...
My car is starting to look pretty tired.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it leaks oil. It burns oil.
It burns oil like
get rid of that
whole
thing.
Most
job.
Reliable car brand?
What?
Toyota.
Toyota.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I have a Toyota.
Yeah, you do. An Avalon.
I do. Lucked out on
Show
that
off.
One. Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Went to South Dakota
Mazdas
to get it.
Mazdas and Hondas pretty good, too, for reliability. But Toyota, the best brand for reliability.
Right.
But, of course, the best kind of car is the car that's paid off.
Yes, it is.
Which is the 100%. Kind of car I currently have, which has a cracked exhaust manifold.
Who wants a car payment?
Nobody wants a car payment.
Wait, all of a sudden we're like click and clack.
I know.
Right?
All of a sudden,
I miss
what's
those
happening.
Guys.
Oh, don't you?
Yep.
I agree.
All right, take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. It's also, by the way, National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. I want to discuss that.
Oh, fabulous.
The show
Extra Virgin Olive Oil.
Yeah, Misha Willett's up with us next. He's our favorite poet. The season changed from a poet's perspective. That's next. Right home.
The station with Pittsburgh's favorite Christian music every weekend.
With the best new music.
New music.
Jason Gray, When I Say Yes.
When I Say Yes, sir.
Heart of God by Zach Williams.
There's only love.
And Matthew West with My Story, Your Glory. Celebrating 20 years of bringing Pittsburgh's favorites and the best new music.
101.5 WORD. On the weekend.
Hey, the weekend's here, and despite a little bit of rain, perhaps from Hurricane Ian, it still looks like a wonderful weekend down at the Springhouse. The Pumpkin Patch Hayride's in full force. Hey, Marsh, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing, John?
Real good. Happy Friday to you.
Thanks. So, John, we're hoping that rain holds off tomorrow and we can still do our pumpkin patch hayride.
Great.
And we had some people last week, and they had so much fun, and they were really delighted. And we have a field full of pumpkins up there. We have a big people maze and a little people maze, and we have pipe slides up there coming off of a really giant pyramid kind of thing of bales, and we have all kinds of fun games like a Bigfoot game and lasso the cow and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Fabulous.
And then we're also having a great meal inside, and we're doing the same thing on Sunday. The hayrides run 11 to 5, the last one at 4:30. And then, like I said, on Sunday we have our 4-H hog roast meal. My mom buys hogs at the 4-H sale. We have them cut in quarters and put them in our freezer, pull them out, and cook them up for each of these fun weekends. And this will go all the way till the end of October. And we'll be doing pit roasted pork outside, and then barbecue pork and pork and sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, homemade applesauce, all kinds of sides made from fall stuff. Mm. And it's a really yummy meal. You should come hungry for this weekend's meal.
Fabulous. The food's terrific. The company's outstanding. Get on down to the Spring House this weekend and enjoy fall. Thanks, Marsh.
Thanks, John.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County, at trinitychristian.net.
Are you surprised by how quickly things have changed, the seasons?
Listen, it was 85, and then it was 55, and we didn't have anything in between.
2 weeks ago, I was sitting on the beach, and now, holy smokes.
You're wearing a black long-sleeve sweatshirt.
My furnace was on last night.
I can't believe you let your furnace be turned on.
You know what?
In previous years, you have held out bitter end.
We were watching a movie last night, and it was set in Hawaii. And
yeah, does that help or hurt?
The guy was wearing a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. And I said to my wife, that's all I want to wear.
All the time.
Right. But now, I mean, you know, I'm wearing sweatshirts, t-shirts, long pants.
Did you get your booties out yet?
Oh, they're out.
Oh, the booties are out.
Yeah. Oh, they're ready.
Wow. I can't. It's early for booties.
Nope. It's been cold. It's been chilly. Hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just surprised because, boy, the heat's on and the booties are out.
Yeah, I'm ready. This I'm hunkering down.
Might as well be February.
Hunkering down for the long winter. So who do we call?
Misha Willett.
The poet. The poet is joining us today. Misha Willett joins us from Seattle Pacific University. He is the author of The Elegy, Beta, and Phases. Misha's poems, essays, translations have appeared in articles widely. And here today to talk to us about the changes. Hey, Misha, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Hello, my friends. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, Misha. How are you?
You might be wondering, Misha, what booties are.
Booties.
I was exactly wondering that. Make a note to self. Ask John what these booties are, and if we need to see him in this.
I knew you wanted to know. I would like to explain them from my perspective,
okay,
and then perhaps John
please
can speak.
Do.
Perhaps John can speak in his defense. If you can imagine astronaut boots, okay, like the absurdly like clumsy nature of astronaut boots, but in slipper form.
They're puffy.
Slipper form. Bright red, and slightly with a little hint of elfin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you wear these in public or is it a home sort
No, they're just,
suit?
They're home.
It's
they're,
a home
it's,
thing.
It's but, lounge wear.
But when friends like me visit, the booties are still on. It's not like he runs up to change the booties.
I don't even care. I'm not ashamed of the booties. Yeah. I'm talking about the booties on the radio. You think I'm afraid of that? The heck?
Wear them in.
Wear them in.
Whatever keeps you cozy, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Yeah. Anyway, the boss happening. Just said wear them to work. I get a pass to wear the booties to work.
You're not wearing the booties to work. Have some pride.
Here's the deal. Here's the bonus update on this. My wife ordered a new pair of booties last year. Not one pair, but two pairs showed up. So I got a bonus pair of booties. I could have a work pair and a home pair.
Nice, because sizing is indifferent with these things.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. As long as you're like a human, it'll fit you.
Actually, your description, they kind of look like puffy trash bags.
Yeah.
But they're warm. And that's the bottom line.
They are ridiculous.
They are very, very warm. And Misha, I don't know what it's like in Seattle, but I mean, Pittsburgh's cold and dark. We're just entering into the season. I love it, but I'm also a little mournful about it as well.
It's a glorious day here, but we do see the first signs of fall coming on.
Mm.
And I heard you talking just as I was coming on, and it reminded me of something actually that happened to C.S. Lewis. He was taking Addison's Walk, which is the back of Magdalen College, and he's walking with J.R.R. Tolkien and his other friends. And it was summer. It was supposed to be summer. And then all of a sudden, the wind just came sweeping in. It was freezing, and it made no sense. And they all stopped and thought, oh my, it's here. Like, the world just changed that much.
How about that?
You can feel it. There are times like that. I'm glad you bring that up, because I often think about that. Either the first whiff of spring or the last whiff of summer, right? I kind of recognize that, Misha.
Oh, I love it when you can smell spring. There's one day when it's not there, and then there's one day when it is. And you think, it's everything's about to get better now.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so read something for us, Misha, to kind of, I don't know, give us a poetic interpretation or an observation of where we are.
Okay, well, as it happens, I just got back from England, where I was taking students on a study abroad trip.
Well, that's terrific. Where were you?
I went 5 days in Cambridge, five days in Oxford, and 5 days in London.
Oh, fabulous.
Man, was it great?
It was a glorious trip, and we got to meet all kinds of people associated with Lewis. We held class in his house in the kiln out there, because there were only 12 of us. It was just an absolute dream.
Wow.
And we took Addison's Walk. I walked the students around the spot where Lewis was converted. So I thought I'd read a poem that C.S. Lewis actually wrote about that change, because, of course, the change in season sort of mimics the change in his heart when that happened.
I love it.
Here it is. I heard in Addison's Walk a bird sing clear. This year, the summer will come true. This year, this year. Winds will not strip the blossom from the apple trees this year. No want of rain destroy the peas. This year, time's nature will no more defeat you, nor all the promised moments in their passing cheat you. This time, they will not lead you round and back to autumn, 1 year older by the well-worn track. This year, as all the flowers foretell, we shall escape the circle and undo the spell. Mm. Often deceived, yet open once again your heart. Quick, 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 quick. The gates are drawn apart.
Further up and further in.
Well,
oh, man.
That's exactly right.
That is awesome. Show me the line about the spell. The spell is broken. Is that what he said?
Yeah. This year we shall escape the circle and undo the spell.
Undo the spell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're caught in time's circle, right? We just go round and around this terrestrial ball. But one day the gates will be open and we'll escape.
Oh,
we'll
my gosh.
Rut.
Yeah. Okay. So is every... C.S. Lewis, in my opinion, wrote some really beautiful prose. I mean, they're like in The Last Battle, there are just so many beautiful things in that little book, not to mention, you know, you name it, whether it's The Great Divorce or it's Mere Christianity or whatever. Yeah. There's just a ton of good prose. But someone who writes good prose isn't automatically capable of writing good poetry, are they?
No, I wouldn't think so. In fact, Lewis's story is really inspiring to me because he started out as a poet.
He was
a poet first. His first two books were poetry, and they were published, and they were reviewed. They were not ignored in the press. And they were reviewed okay. No one panned them, and they weren't terribly praised. And he took that as a sign from God that, well, that wasn't the calling for him. He's like, if they're not losing their minds over these poems, maybe I should do something else with my life.
Hmm.
And if he hadn't made that choice, we wouldn't get all those other wonderful books that you just described. I think he would have stayed a mediocre poet.
Hmm.
How about that? So he had enough respect for critics,
yeah. Right.
Right? As opposed to saying, well, they're idiots. They don't know what they're talking about.
Can you imagine now, of course, someone would say, oh, ignore the haters and just go on doing what you do.
Right.
But he took it to be God's voice in his life, and he changed tack. And thank goodness, because we got all this treasure because of it.
And he had the intellectual heft and wherewithal to drill down into the beauty that he created for us.
Yeah, and to still use that poetic instinct in the ways that Kathy was describing, right?
Yeah.
In children's books or in theology books to make them beautiful instead of just sound.
Fabulous. What's it like to be on C.S. Lewis's home turf? I mean, you must see him and feel him and hear him as you walk the same ground.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because we don't have much of a notion of pilgrimage in Protestantism generally.
Yes, right.
And I think it's a loss. I think it's kind of sad that, I mean, I love that our cousins, the Catholics, get to do these things. But there's something about using your actual physical body and your time and some of your money to, like, go and experience things that couldn't be experienced anywhere else. Because it does change you.
I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done a pilgrimage. I have friends who are, as you said, from the Catholic faith or from the Orthodox faith who have taken pilgrimages.
Go to Spain.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I can't imagine where in my life I could put that in.
What Misha just did. So, Misha, before you did this pilgrimage, what was your reading like? I mean, obviously, you're well-read on C.S. Lewis. Did you prepare yourself in a deeper way, knowing that you were going to be there?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole logistical thing, trying to figure out what sites would be meaningful for students who had varying levels of familiarity. One of my students had literally like a shrine in her house. She told me her parents raised her reading Lewis. There's a picture of him on the mantle.
Wow.
You know, she knew all the things and so could anticipate it. But some students weren't even believers, and they were just there to go to England or to be in a class of mine. Or, you know what I mean? They had different reasons for being there. And so it was really tricky to try and balance, like, all right, which things do we read? What churches do we go into? You know, what will be meaningful for the most amount of the people most of the time?
Oh, I love that. So it's interesting. So there you are at Seattle Pacific University. You're a believer. You're teaching to a mixed group of people. So as you teach, you've got to recognize all these different worldly perspectives.
Yeah, right. And get them to, you know, not hate each other, even though we're spending 24 hours a day together. If an argument breaks out over something theological, how do you make sure no one's offended and, you know, on either side of it? You know, it's not easy work, but it really, really was rewarding.
Did that happen? An argument broke out?
Yeah, because, you know, this is partly my fault. I just assumed that the sort of people that would sign up for a C.S. Lewis intensive would like him and would be amenable to the sorts of things he claimed.
Of course.
And yet that didn't happen.
It turned out I was wrong. I thought, like, fully a third of them were anti-C.S. Lewis.
What?
Wow, that's really interesting.
It's the sort of thing I could have, had I known, we'd have read different things, because Lewis is very good at defending himself and his position to non-believers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the stuff I assigned. I assigned things for, hey, if you're already in the family, this is really going to get you going. Because I just made that assumption, and I suppose live and learn, right?
Live and learn, yeah.
Well, okay, so did that produce good discussions?
It really did. I think both ways, actually. We had a little sort of kingdom moment around this place called the Orchard Tea Gardens out in Cambridge, where Virginia Woolf and Sylvia Plath and Ludwig Wittgenstein and C.S. Lewis all used to go and have tea at different eras. And we had class outside under the apple trees.
And students were just discussing, we read the essay, The World Last Night. And so we're discussing the apocalypse, the end of time, what is going to happen when this whole show is over. And so people were very honest about, I grew up in a church that believed this, and we sold all our stock, and you know what I mean, in the millennium. Or there were people who, wow, you guys are crazy, thinking that the world is going to end. But we managed to reach across the table and respect each other and see where we're coming from and how those diverse perspectives could actually help one another.
I think that could be that could end up being more effective over time than if you would have planned all the right readings.
Yeah. Right.
I know just what you mean. Yeah, especially for some reason with C.S. Lewis, he's the sort of author that people become fans of, not just readers,
yeah.
but very, very almost sycophantic.
Right.
You know, like they idolize him. Right. Mm. So it was really nice to have sort of a constant, not necessarily pushback, but people who needed convincing.
Excellent. We're talking with Misha Willett from Seattle Pacific University. Misha is a teacher, a writer, a poet, the author of two books of poetry, The Elegy Beta and Phases. Misha, with our time left, do you have another poem for us?
Here's one more about autumn and birds. I thought it connected to the other ones. This is I just picked this book up in a pub, actually. They have books laying around there. And it's by an American poet called James Richardson, who is new to me, and this is called A Pause. That little brown bird visiting one corner of the meadow, then another, for a wrapper, a twig, some fuzz color, is unerring, it seems. Though maybe the world's so various, so much of it dangling, there's not much possibility of error. And any looping out and returning tightens by nature into a nest. What is it about wonder, strong weakness, will to be surprised, that where there is no home lets us live, and just when we forget how, flies?
Wow.
What
is it about wonder? That's fabulous. Listen, a couple of days ago, I was sitting in my backyard after work, and a hawk flew overhead and dropped a twig. And I saw it happen. So I went up into the yard and found this twig. And it's this beautiful, it's about 18 inches long. And because I saw it fall from the sky, from the talons of this hawk, I've kept it.
Mm.
It has a little special significance, kind of in some ways, yeah. Misha, because of the poem you just read.
That's perfect. Right. A little totem of this sense that we're taken care of in the same way that, say, the sparrows might be, in the words of another poet.
Fabulous.
Wow. Another poet. I
yes,
love that.
Yes.
Misha, always great to talk to you. Thanks for being back.
Thank you, guys.
Our pleasure. Thanks for the poetry and your thoughts. Misha Willett, Seattle Pacific University, The Elegy Beta, Phases. We're going to take a break, come back. Eating in restaurants alone. Do you do it? Do you like it? Or is it weird? That's next. Nothing in this world beats real life experience. Now, of course, a lot of us have sent our kids to college. There's a lot of classroom work and theory and whatnot. But then, hopefully, there's a day where the rubber hits the road and your kid goes out and spreads wings and becomes part of the real life environment of what it is to earn a living.
And prior to that, the internship is what gets you ready. Right. That's the time when you're like kind of in the work world, but not fully in the work world. Right. And you're kind of trying to test your wings and ask the questions and
get some guidance
and maybe perform well enough that you could get somebody's attention later on and maybe get a job.
Right. Now, at Grove City College, the opportunity for internships exists and people cement themselves inside of a corporation. And once you graduate, then, I mean, the possibilities are endless. On campus, people come to Grove City and go, we know the nature, the quality of these students. This is an A+. We're invested in these students because we see what you produce. Count us in as corporate partners.
So if that sounds interesting to you or something that might be appealing and a great thing for your child to strive for, consider Grove City College. Look them up online, gcc.edu. That's Grove City College.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there?
Hello? Anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
Learn more by logging on to surroundpittsburgh.com. Surroundpittsburgh.com.
The uh-ohs are out there. Scratches, dents, unexpected natural events. But with Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. So when life throws you uh-ohs, just say,
better get Mako.
And go to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there. We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. 101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return. And if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tonight we'll see some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian late. Until then, mostly cloudy skies this evening, low 49. Some rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian tomorrow, the high 58. A little rain tomorrow night and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian, the low 51. Much of the same for Sunday, a little rain and wind from tropical rainstorm Ian in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, the high 60. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
So I was looking at Twitter, which is I want to do. And someone says, eating in restaurants alone is just as good as eating with someone. Discuss. And got a lot of response.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a very divisive topic for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Someone says, two completely different and both irreplaceable things. Someone says, only if the diner has reading material. Otherwise, it's weird. Someone says, never weird, always enjoyable. Having a dinner with you somewhat recently, it's close, someone responds, you don't have to discuss, you can just chew, someone else says. Eating alone in a restaurant reminds me of this scene from Steve Martin's Lonely Guy from 1984, where he decides to dine alone. It's very relatable. So, I do it. Not often. I'm often kind of like weirded out by it.
Really?
You thrive on it.
I do.
But you generally have reading material.
Always. I think I would feel weird about it if I didn't have reading material. I think I would.
Yeah. Because you're just kind of hanging out there.
Yeah.
Looking at people and they're looking at you.
Yeah. That's weird. That's weird. But I always have a book with me. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of, this sounds so weird. It's one of the great pleasures of my life.
Really? To go into a restaurant. And it could be any kind of a restaurant,
don't
right?
care. But it has to be something good.
Like,
I'm not going to spend money on something at a restaurant that isn't good. I'm not going to go into a crappy place if I can avoid it. I'm not saying I'm going to go spend a lot of money. Like, I love to go to, Pamela's in Millville.
Yeah.
I love to do that.
You should go to Minio's.
I love to go to Minio's on Murray Avenue.
Well, a slice of pizza is different.
Sure.
I mean,
what do you mean different than?
Well, like, you know, you're going to do like a full dinner. You're going to do a salad, an entree, dessert, a drink.
I've done that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I for 10 years, I went away for a week by myself every year.
Yeah.
And so I was gone for 7 days. And so I'd go out, you know, I'd have seven meals because I'd usually eat once a day and then snack the other times. And I'd pick a different place every time.
Well, so what about being a woman? Because guys think, oh, there's a single woman, I'm going to hit on her.
At the bar is where that can get a little dicey.
Right.
You brought that up before. I was going to Minio's the first time, And I was going to sit at the bar. And you were like, now, do you really want to sit at a bar by yourself? And I said, well, I'm going to have a book. But it does get a little dicey at a bar. It's better at a table. But I still have done, I've done it a lot at a bar. Yeah. I mean, I ate at Mineo's every Monday night for 2 years.
Like Mineo, next to the original Mineo's.
Yeah, so they have. Do they still have the bar?
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't been there since before COVID.
Now it's like they have three storefronts.
Do they?
Mineo's triple, yeah.
So I sat at that bar every Monday for 2 years.
So it's cool. I mean, I get that. As long as you've got something to occupy your space with, your time, and you're not like sitting looking at people and they're looking at you, then it's not weird.
Right.
It's very enjoyable.
It's really wonderful. Right. And with someone like you who likes to be alone as much as you do.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you'd be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd also like to go out for... Like, I'd love to go out with my husband.
Sure.
I've gone out for lunch with you 10,000 times.
Yeah.
I like
that.
So it's not like I don't like to go out with people. But I think that there's something different about just you're going to have something good to eat. You're going to eat, read a good book.
Well, especially when you get little kids and you want a little escape, right?
Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean, it does require a bit of an act of courage. It's kind of like traveling by yourself, right? You've got to be kind of sure of yourself.
Yeah, and maybe the first time you do it, it's a little dicey. And then after that, you don't even notice.
It's a blast.
Right.
101.5 WORD.
I won! Yes!
And we want you to win, too. So sign up to receive our contests and sweepstakes update. Each Friday, you can see new opportunities to win. We regularly give out prizes from books, music, and merchandise to household items, even vacation trips or car payments. Stay up on all the fun. Subscribe to our contests and sweepstakes update, mailed each Friday.
Sign up today at wordfm.com/subscribe.
You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. Hey, this is John Hall. The Percale and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WORD. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on all bed sheets.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Christian television is one of the best ways to tell the world the truth, where you don't have to live in chaos, and you can access peace and hope, and that there is a God who loves you.
Bridge of Hope is coming soon on Cornerstone Television Network. Get involved and hear from special guests Auntie Ann Beeler, founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels, David and Nicole Binion, Jay Gilbert, Mike Smalley, and Jennifer Evaz. Join us October 3rd through 7th at 8 p.m. on Cornerstone Television Network.
Our real goal at RPTS is to train people for ministry.
Whether training to be a pastor or just wanting to grow in your walk with God, you'll find what you're looking for at RPTS.
We want to see them really grounded in their theological growth. We want it to be heart-directed as well. We want to see students prepared to serve and to love the people of God and develop ministries that we think have a great partnership with the local church.
Learn more about the MTS degree program and flexible online options at rpts.edu.
Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular 9-day Mediterranean cruise? Join Alistair Begg in August 2023 to renew your vision, purpose, and connection with Christ as Alistair powerfully unpacks God's Word. Explore the biblical landscapes Paul encountered as he shared the gospel along breathtaking cliffside villages. Simply call 855-565-5519. Or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
It's been another week. That means it's time for John and Kathy's Week in Review. What was everyone talking about this week?
Hurricane Ian, by far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in this age where we chart oncoming destruction with impunity, with precision.
Yep.
Everybody holds their breath, and it's a weird thing. I mean... CNN and cable news, and they covered this thing 365, I mean, 24/7. It's just nonstop.
I'd also say people are talking after last night about NFL concussions.
Okay. Yeah, I would too.
What was a conversation that made you think?
We talked with our friend Ann Kennedy.
That's exactly the same one I picked.
Oh, really? Wednesday at 4:40. Yep. Ann Kennedy and her husband, Matt, he's a pastor. They saved all their nickels and quarters for many, many years. And then they took their six kids on a summer vacation to Portugal and Spain. And they saw and experienced. I mean, isn't that like what you want to do?
Yeah, and this is what stuck with me after that. Is she said, if I would have known how affordable it was, I would have done it before. Mm-hmm. And I would have done it multiple times before.
Right. Now, that changes because currency values change.
Sure, of course.
So you don't really know. Sometimes you go in and you're like, you know, you're losing money right. against the dollar.
Well, remember when we had, Pittsburgh had the direct flight to Reykjavik?
Mm-hmm.
And so people were going to Iceland all over the place. It was $150 to fly to Iceland. It's more than that to fly to Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people were doing that. Well, That's gone. And now it's incredibly expensive mm-hmm. to go to Iceland. So it does depend on a lot of, you know, what situation you're
in. But can you imagine? And we know Anne pretty well from, you know, her being a guest in fall. Her and her six kids and her husband. What a circus that must have been.
Looking at every picture, I thought this looks so unhinged.
I love it so much. Yeah, that's cool.
What did you eat?
You know, I came home last night. And, you know, my wife works late. I work late. She said, Let's have a gigantic baked potato. And of course we always eat so late. We were eating a baked potato at 9:30 last night.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But man, was it
good.
Did
you put bacon and on that?
No, I just had a basic baked potato with butter and salt and pepper.
Yeah, just one, and you didn't have an egg on the side or anything?
No, I had a side salad.
Okay.
And my wife had pasta sauce, her homemade pasta sauce on the potato.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
I was like kind of mad. She was into it.
It dilutes the butter and salt thing, which is what I'm really going for.
But this is the beginning of the hearty eating season, right? Which I was like, oh.
Needs to stick to your ribs.
Nothing like a baked potato,
it's
right?
It's great.
Fabulous.
I agree.
How about you?
Penn Mac.
Hey.
I went in the other day and I just, you know, I go down to the strip every week and so I just get the same things and I'm all business.
Sure.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to, you know.
You do make friends.
I do make friends. But so I went in to do something different. I thought I'm going to take some time and I'm just going to look at things I wouldn't normally look at in the stores I'm already in, but things that I don't normally gravitate toward.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try that. Anyway, I found that Penn Mac, right across from the cheese counter, you know where they have the pepperoni?
Sure, sure.
And they have the shredded cheese, that sort of thing.
Prosciutto.
They have pesto, pre-made pesto.
We do this.
Is that delicious?
This is the most incredible thing.
It's like $8.50 maybe, which seems like a lot when you're looking at your thing, but it's enough for a whole pound of pasta. Mm-hmm. It is fabulous pesto.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something for the weekend, go there tomorrow. Go to Penn Mac. Go in the main cheese room and just turn around and look in the case behind you where the pepperoni is and get yourself some pesto.
I hate to say this, but I'll do this. I'll see your Penn Mac pesto and raise you the Costco pesto.
Get out of here.
It's the same thing.
No way.
It's fabulous.
It can't be.
And I'm telling you, it's off the charts. It's incredible. I mean, pesto is so...
It's so delicious.
Oh, it's so delicious.
And fragrant.
And so easy
beautiful.
To do. You make some pasta, you throw a couple of spoonfuls, stir it up, throw some Parmesan cheese. You're living like
it's
a king.
So great.
Yeah, fabulous.
What did you watch?
We watched a couple of things this week, which we loved. We went back and watched a film from last year that's streaming right now, which I love. It's called Licorice Pizza. Mm. And I think it's on Hulu right now.
Was nominated for Best Picture this year.
Yeah. Paul Thomas Anderson. There Will Be Blood, one of the great films of all times. Mm. It's a wonderful film, this Licorice Pizza. Maybe it's on HBO Max. It stars really nobody of, you know, it's not a big name. There's a couple of cameos that pop up. Bradley Cooper shows up as John Peters.
Oh, yeah?
John Peters was dating Barbara Streisand for a while back in the 70s. It's a really fun, quirky film, as Paul Thomas Anderson is like to be. Cooper Hoffman, who is Philip Seymour Hoffman's grown son, is in this film. We loved it. And I've been listening to the soundtrack nonstop since then. It's a story of a couple. He's 15. She's 25. He's a go-getter entrepreneur in Southern California in 1973. He plays a 15-year-old kid. Fabulous film. We loved it. Licorice Pizza.
I started watching MI5, which is a BBC production 20 years old. Mm. They started making it right after 9/11. And it's about the British intelligence service. And I watched it because Matthew McFadden stars in it. And he won the last two Emmys for lead actor in a drama the last 2 years for Succession, which is an HBO series that I could never get into. But he's a fine actor. And so I thought I would watch him in this. Sucked me in.
Yeah.
I've watched three episodes. I think it's very good. It's graphic. So it's not something you want to sit down and watch with your kids. And it's old. It's 20 years old.
But it still holds up.
It still holds up. And I like him a lot. So MI5 on Prime.
What hacked you off?
I mean, I'm reading the transcript today.
That's what I was thinking too.
I mean, you know, he calls out the West for all our for all of our sins. Easy to do. But really, the pot calling the kettle black? And one guy and his cronies creating worldwide chaos. This is going to get really dangerous. I mean, when's the last time you talked about there's a possibility of nuclear war?
I know.
Here we are.
And again, I just have to repeat what you just said. One man has wreaked so much havoc.
Death and destruction.
I was reading a news story about the unbelievable difficulties in getting food in African countries right now, different African countries. I'm tracing that to one guy.
Yep, exactly.
So one guy has, look at the ripple effects.
And what's going to happen?
One man's crazy decision.
This winter in Europe with heat.
I know, exactly.
What was the best news you heard this week?
All right, best news has not happened, but my wife and I are going to go out this evening, and we're driving to Penn State to see our kid who's there, and we're going to go to Penn State Northwestern football game tomorrow. I'm super excited,
Big Ten.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Super excited. That's my best news.
So just take your rain slicker.
Yeah, I got it.
Best news for me, my niece and nephew and their kids were mourning the loss of a very faithful animal. Ophelia was probably 16 years old when she passed away. Very sweet cat. Very, very, like, a part of the family cat.
Of course.
And so everybody was just mourning her loss. Anyway.
The worst.
Two new kittens arrived on the scene last night.
Whoa.
From the Humane Society,
what?
Lily and Luna. And they're super cute. It's just great to see. You look at animals like that and you think, you know what? This little creature has come into your house and your life is never going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for the animals, but I particularly love it for the family.
Wonderful.
It's really great.
What have you been listening to?
Okay, so this is my selection this week. The aforementioned Licorice Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
The soundtrack.
Oh, my gosh, Diamond Girl.
From 1973. It's a great, great, great soundtrack. This is Seals and Croft, Diamond Girl. Not a beautiful voice.
I love that song.
Seals and Crofts. I mean,
that's a great song. I haven't thought of that in forever.
They were a gigantic force back in the 70s.
Bad hair.
That was the 70s. A lot of people
had bad hair.
Right? You know? But seriously, I mean, do yourself a favor. Over the weekend, you know, stream some Seals and Crofts or whatever your music service is.
That's really good. It's a lot of fun. All right. I was listening to this.
Mac Powell.
Yep.
My wife and I were just talking about Mac
Powell. No way.
And Third Day. So Third Day is no more, right?
Well, this is from 15. So it's 7 years old.
I mean,
I missed this song.
That's a fabulous song.
A friend of mine just gave it to me, and I love it. It's a great song.
What a voice.
I know.
So Mac Powell he just did a country album.
He's the perfect voice for that.
Fabulous.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wouldn't it be great to work in a place that makes a positive impact on the people, businesses, and churches around you? That place exists. I know because I work there. My name is Cassie, and I'm the digital marketing specialist with Salem Media Group in Pittsburgh. Right now, 101.5 Word FM and Salem Surround have an opening for one talented salesperson to join our team. Is that you? We'll bring the training. You just bring the talent. An understanding of digital marketing and some direct sales experience will definitely help you stand out. What are you waiting for? Take the first step to a career that is challenging, rewarding, and helps to create terrific results for our amazing customers. Join the sales team at Salem Media Group, Pittsburgh. Email your resume to brad.marshall@salempittsburgh.com. That's brad.marshall@salempittsburgh.com. Salem Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Want to save big on new blinds? Blindster.com offers custom-made blind shades and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big box retailers. Shop Blindster now and save 45% off any order. Just use code RADIO. Offer ends soon. Shop today. Blindster.com.
We are everywhere. On your radio at 101.5 WORDFM Pittsburgh, at WordFM.com, the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
Okay, so Friday, things to do in and around the city. This weekend?
All right.
Fabulous. Yeah. The Queen's Gambit Chess Institute.
Oh, did you watch the Queen's Gambit?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you know, I never finished it.
Oh, it's weirdly entertaining.
She was very arresting.
Yes, she was. The Queen's Gambit Chess Institute will host Chess Fest from noon to 4 Sunday in Market Square,
okay,
celebrating Chess Week in Pittsburgh with the city's first ever chess festival. The event will include speed chess tournaments, an exhibition with an international master playing multiple opponents simultaneously, opportunities for beginners and new players, information at tggchess.institute. But noon to 4 Sunday in Market Square.
All right.
Of course, it is the beginning of the Halloween season. The Allentown Night Market, a biannual artist and performance fair, will take over the 800 block of East Warrington Avenue from 7 to 11 Saturday. Visitors will find 100 offbeat and unusual artisans. Entertainment will include sideshow-style stunts by Pittsburgh-based sideshows and Cleveland's Blackwater Cabaret.
Okay.
An all-star beer craft, blah, blah, blah. Where's that going to be? North Shore on Saturday. There's always alcohol every weekend,
mm-hmm,
right? Oh, this is the cool thing. That visitors can go behind the scenes some of downtown's iconic buildings. This is back once again.
I would love to do this.
Doors open. Pittsburgh from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock Saturday. Guests can choose from 40 participating buildings, churches, theaters, art galleries, government offices, luxury apartment buildings and hotels, shops, and more.
Who's going to go to a government office when you can do all those other things?
Right. Yeah, downtown.
I really want to see the Social Security office.
Costs you $18 to go downtown and see these. Plus, there's guided walking tours, special photo safari for kids as well.
Is that just a one-day thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Doors open pgh.org Saturday from 10 to 4.
Okay. I want to do that sometime. I can't it tomorrow, though.
And a scare fest at the Pittsburgh Mills. That's it.
It's also National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day, John.
Now, what does that mean? And what is the difference between extra virgin? And, I mean,
it's the first press of the
it's
olive.
Like the best of the best.
Right. Well, it's not. Yes, it's the most expensive.
Right. The premium.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But different olive oils are better for different things. So you don't have to use extra virgin for some things, you know.
Right.
But if you're using it with something that's not cooked, extra virgin's the way to go.
How about like when you go to a restaurant, they just have a little dish.
With the Parmesan in there, maybe some basil.
Hot peppers, maybe.
Bring it.
A piece of chunk of bread.
I love it. It's so good for you. It has all the healthy fats. Mm-hmm. Mediterranean diet based on extra virgin olive oil. Yeah. I have a big container that I always buy at PenMac that is in my kitchen at all times. I love it. Mm. You know what I love? Mm. I love to fry eggs in it.
Really?
Put it in a cast iron skillet, crack your eggs in there, you are good to go.
Delish. Have a great weekend. Do something fun. Praise the Lord on Sunday.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.